Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is going on? My name is Justin. This is Sports, Sales, and Coffee, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day, allowing me to enter your ear holes and tickle that beautiful brain of yours with a little bit of information, a little bit of knowledge, and even some motivation that will hopefully help you reach and exceed your sales goals so you can absolutely dominate. If you enjoy what you listen to, and I really hope you do when you are, it would mean the world to me if you could like, subscribe, and comment to wherever you listen to the podcast. If you could tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast, you're already doing that, and then follow me on social media. If you don't know my handles now, they're easy to find. They're in my bio, they're in the comments, they're kind of everywhere. So I believe in you. Find them. I'm not going to waste your time. Even though I think by not saying that, I'm saving time. But I'm actually probably wasting time because now I'm saying this new spiel. But follow me on social media. Slide in my DMs. Let me know your thoughts, your feelings. If you have any ideas for an episode, if you want me to, I don't know, talk about something, chop it up, let me know. I'll hit you back. Follow me. I'll follow you. We'll kind of go from there. I hope everyone is doing well. I hope everyone had a great Super Bowl. I thought it was a really good game. I thought the halftime was phenomenal. And I kept thinking, when I was younger, I would always kind of make the joke of like, man, when I'm like 80, I'm going to be like, where's my Dr. Dre CD? And I'll put on the 2001, and where's, you know, my Eminem, and where's, you know, all the music I was listening to when I was growing up, 50 Cent and G-Unit and all that stuff. And then my kids were like, this is stupid. Why are we listening to this? That happened. This is real. I had to kick the kids out because they're being too loud. And I said, no. I'm watching this halftime show. Me and your mother are watching this, and we getting down because it was badass. I thought it was great. I thought it was awesome. And I hope they do more of that stuff. But it's kind of like my generation. So it's like maybe we're the target audience. So that's what they're doing. I thought it was phenomenal, and people that didn't like it, screw you. I had to sit through a lot of bad halftime shows with acts that I didn't like, but you liked. So sucks to be you. This is how it's going now, I hope so. But I thought it was great. Congratulations to the Rams. It was nice to see Stafford get it, and I thought it was a good Super Bowl. I thought it was really, really good. Sucked that OBJ tore his ACL early, but I mean, Donald is an absolute monster. That dude is phenomenal. So it was really fun watching him and everything. So props to them. It was fun. Other than that, not much is new. Just kind of hanging out and trying to sell as much as I can and having a good off season and building, you know, towards opening day for me, which is going to be early April. And as I say that, that's like 6 weeks away. And boy, oh boy, is it coming in hot. So we'll kind of go from there. And we're going to keep pushing and we're going to keep going and we're going to do this, that, and everything else. So I want to talk about something today. And I think, you know, I've gotten hot recently and I've gotten some bigger accounts this year. And I've kind of sat down and said, well, what am I doing that I'm able to get some, you know, bigger accounts than I have in the past? What have I been doing? And I looked around and I said, well, I'm shooting high. I'm asking, I'm going for it. But not just I'm just asking, but I'm shooting high. And then why is it working? Well, not everyone's going to buy. Not everyone's going to say, yeah, sure, the top thing you offer me is I'm going to buy it. But you got to think about mentality and how people are. There's a reason why if you go into Sam's Club, into BJ's, into I've never been to Costco, but I'm assuming here, Costco, when you walk in, there's a reason why all the TVs are up front. I think I've talked about this before. All the TVs, all the TVs are up front when you walk in the door. In my Sam's Club, that's what it is. You got to walk past them, and you see the price tags. $2,000, $700, $500. They're all big money. They're all big money items. Why are they up front? Because psychologically, you see that price, then you go, wow, that's high. But then you go look at something else, and you say, that's more reasonable priced. If you were to have pretzels when you first walk in and they're $20, when you see something for $50, you're like, wow, that's super high. I just saw $20. But if you see a TV for $650 and then you see pretzels for $50, well, $50 looks way better than the $650. Even though it's different categories, your mind breaks up that way. So if we're pitching ideas and we are talking about different things and we're giving a good, better, best, if our good is really low and our best is pretty low, then it's not, what are we doing? If we're setting different things, let's do easy. If we're setting $5, $10, $15,000 packages, they might settle on that 10. It's right in the middle. 15 might be too high. 5 is a little bit too low. 10 is that sweet spot. But if we're setting up packages for $75, $12,500, and $17,500, well, maybe they might settle in on that $12,500. Or maybe they might settle in at $15,000 because it's in the middle. Or maybe they settle in at $10,000, which was our middle to begin with. So if we're raising, not raising the prices, but we're raising what we're selling them and we're shooting high and we're offering them higher quality, or not higher quality, but higher items, they might settle in for a little bit lower. So let's not shoot ourselves in the foot and say, it's $2,500. Well then, okay, the $2,500 looks good. Because if they settled in at $2,500, it's now tough for you to raise that to $5,000. But if they say, the $15,000 is a little bit too much, I like the $10,000, maybe we can meet in the middle at $12,500. Why not? If you're selling different, spots of season tickets, are you offering the lowest? Are you putting your lowest cost season ticket out to them if they said, send me what you got? I'm not saying you should be sending them courtside, the ones that Jay-Z sits at, that when Ice Cube comes to the game, that he's sitting at center court. No, don't send them those ones. Those are massive. But what if the ones are some level C celebrities you're going to? Like, I can't think of a level C celebrity, but like, are we sending them the proper things? Are we shooting high so even if they pull back a little bit, it's good for them? Shoot high. The worst thing that's going to happen is, no, that's not my price range. Let's go back down to something else. Now, I'm not saying that you want to shoot for the moon, but I'm saying is that maybe we offer them higher ticket items. Maybe that works for them better. And if we don't give them a chance, they're not going to buy. That's what I've done. And again, I'm not saying this. Like, I've seen it work for me that I've said a couple times, screw it, send it to them. Let's do it. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? And they take it. That's awesome. This is the best. But they were in that mindset. They were in that mindset because I'm not sending them the highest and the lowest things that we have to offer. I'm targeting it more towards the higher end things. I'm keeping my lower end things off the table. I'm not trying to send those to them. I'm keeping them that if these three options I send them don't work, well, I still have this to fall back on. But it's a lot easier for someone to say no up top and then to fall down a little bit than them to start in the bottom floor and you push them up. It's easier for them to say, I like that. I like the top package and the middle package. Maybe we can meet in the middle. Sure, we sure can. Let's do that. But we want to make sure we're shooting high. We're shooting high when we're presenting to people. We're making sure that obviously that all their pain and what they're looking for adds up and it hits that same, you know, that we're meeting their needs, that we're answering their questions, that we're offering them solutions, but maybe at maybe a little bit higher scale. So if they have to push us down, they push us down. But shoot high. Don't undercut yourself. It's easier to get pushed down than it is to push up. That's maybe something to keep in mind. I'm saying, shoot high. That's all I got. This is a very quick one again today. I'm back at it. So yeah, shoot high. Make sure you're offering some items that people are going to want. Then have them push you down so you're not pushing them up. And then you can sell more. You can get bigger commission checks. You can be better. You can be awesome. That's what I want for you. I want you to be the greatest you can be. I'm kind of stuffed up today, so you might hear that I sound a little different, but that's what it is. But yeah, so shoot high. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate the hell out of you for doing so. Just slide my DMs. Let me know your thoughts, your feelings, if you have any ideas for an episode. Make sure to like, subscribe, and comment to wherever you listen to the podcast. It'd mean the absolute world to me if you can. And yeah, if you get the opportunity, go sell something. Go sell something. Peace.